Yo, what is up YouTube? It's your boy T-Hatch coming back at you with another video. Today, as you can see in the title, we are talking about Governor Gary Herbert's new mandates here in Utah. And yes, I know what you're thinking from that title and thumbnail. Here we go, another libtard trying to slam dunk on Republicans. First, ouch, that hurts. That's a little bit rude. Second, you're actually wrong. I'm here to give credit where credit is due, and in this case, that is to Gary Herbert, governor of Utah, for getting it right at a critical time for Utah. So what's going on? Governor Gary Herbert has issued a state of emergency in Utah following a record-shattering surge in COVID-19 cases and has put into place a mask mandate as well as restrictions on casual social gatherings. Quote from the governor, "We must do more and we must do it now. This is about much more than just mandates. This is about personal responsibility." Again, that is a quote from Gary Herbert, governor of Utah. So what are the specifics on this new order that Gary Herbert is putting into place? This is a quote from a KSL article that I found covering the entire topic. I will link that below, of course. So here are the specifics of the new order. First, a statewide mask mandate for all Utahns in public where 6 feet of physical distancing is not possible, which will be extended for the foreseeable future, a state official said. The mandate is enforceable in all business settings, requiring employees to wear face coverings, promoting mask wearing among patrons, and posted signage to the same effect. Any business that fails to do so will be subject to fines, the order says. Next, limiting casual social gatherings to household only through the length of the order. Quick side note, I think this is very important, specifically in Utah, because I've seen a lot of people using the excuse that, oh, well, it was hanging out with family, you know, their family. It doesn't matter if it's family. The virus does not care if they're your family. The reason that it's restricted to in-household is because you're already interacting with these people on a daily basis. So gathering with them to watch a football game on Sunday is not going to make a difference on whether or not you're spreading the virus to your family that is already in your household. However, going to, you know, a cousin's house to go watch the game with their family, that is a potential point of infection where they may not have been exposed, yet you were, or vice versa. So that is the point there. Now, next, a 2-week hold on all extracurricular activities, including athletic and intramural events, with the exception of intercollegiate athletics and practices, games and training associated with high school championships that follow instructions for testing and limited crowd size. Again, that is the key there. Only for championship or playoff games, this is high school athletics, that follow instructions for testing and limiting crowd size. Next, mandatory weekly testing for COVID-19 by all higher education students in public and private institutions who either live on campus or attend at least one in-person class per week. With a plan that must be established as soon as possible, but no later than January 1st, 2021. So to reiterate, the colleges must put in place a plan to test all of their students on a weekly basis. This plan must be in place no later than January 1st. So that is the new mandates, the new measures from Governor Gary Herbert here in Utah. And I want to leave another quote here from the article. Quote, "The recommendations follow a week of analysis by Herbert in meetings with Dr. Robert R. Redfield, the director of Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and Dr. Deborah Birx, who heads the coronavirus response for the White House task force. Quote, in recent days, Herbert has expressed dismay at Utah's surge in coronavirus cases. On Sunday, the pandemic hit a record high 7-day positive test average of 20.6% of cases per day. The state also reported a new high of 424 current COVID-19 hospitalizations, bringing Utah's ICU occupancy to a record high 78.2%. 78.2% of ICU beds in Utah are occupied at the current moment. So that is the key of this crisis here, is that even if it's not for COVID-19 hospitalizations, what happens when you hit a point at 100% ICU occupancy where somebody who needs that intensive care for whatever reason, whether it be a COVID-19 case or whether it be any other injury or illness that could put you in the ICU, what happens when they are not able to get into an ICU bed and get the care that they need? That is why this is reaching the point of being a state of emergency here in Utah. So in this article, you're also going to see, if you read the full article, which I recommend you do, but you will see that there are many who believe that these measures do not go far enough to stop the spread of the virus. In my opinion, I would say that Governor Herbert is pushing the people of Utah to their maximum with these new measures. This is a state with many, and some observations would even say a majority, that do not respect the danger or severity of this virus. There is a large anti-mask culture to go along with their malaise with respect to the virus. The governor's new mandates will help slow the spread of the virus while also being sparing enough to get the cooperation of a population that is largely apathetic to the virus. So, in my opinion, emphasizing personal responsibility, religious freedom, and keeping the economy open for business is actually a masterful display of salesmanship, in my opinion. Being able to market these new measures in a way that plays on the biggest points of contention on the previous measures that came out back, if you remember back in March and April when lockdowns were beginning. Those were the biggest points of contention, especially here in Utah, where religious freedom is a hot button issue for pretty much all of the population here in Utah, as well as, playing on the personal responsibility piece of this, really putting it on each Utahn to take control of what they are doing to help slow the spread of this virus. I think it's a great way to go in terms of marketing new measures that for a lot of people, especially in Utah, would seem a little bit of the government overstepping their bounds in their opinion. After seeing these mandates and how masterfully Governor Herbert was able to market these to the people of Utah, I urge all of my fellow Utahns to follow these new measures with civic pride. I also urge all of my fellow progressives in Utah and around the country to support Governor Herbert and his new measures, as, in my opinion, it is nonsensical to criticize Governor Herbert for using a deft hand and understanding what is and is not possible in the state in which he governs. If you came out and tried to get all of these kids that are going to school right now back to their homes into virtual learning, I think you would see a revolt from Utahns. They would not follow these measures and they would be highly upset at these measures. So I think being able to use that deft hand, put new measures in place where he can, what we can do to slow the spread of this virus, I think it's a great thing and I think we should support that. So all of that is to say, let's stick together, let's survive and outlast this virus, and let's come out the other side of this stronger because of it. So all that said, in summary, I definitely support Governor Herbert and his new measures to help slow the spread of COVID-19 here in Utah and hopefully keep ICUs at as low a percentage of occupancy as we possibly can. So with all that out the way, I definitely appreciate you tuning into the video, especially if you made it all the way to the end. You're one of the special few, so shout out to you. As always, if you enjoy the show and want to see it grow, the absolute best way to do so is to simply share this with your friends. So definitely share it on social media, leave a like if you enjoyed the video, and if you would like to see more content like this in the future, definitely subscribe to the channel, totally free, and just tells YouTube that you want to see more content like mine. And if you're one of the special few who never wants to miss when I post a new video, definitely hit the notification bell that's right next to that subscribe button. Hit all on there, and at that point, you will get a notification every time that I post a new video. So with all that fun stuff out the way, I appreciate you tuning in, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Peace.